Dementia is a syndrome, and by a syndrome I mean it's a group of symptoms, usually of a chronic nature, and it is caused by disorder of brain. It affects memory, thinking, behavior, and ability to perform everyday activities. We might have heard about Alzheimer's disease, and this is the most common cause of dementia, and possibly it contributes up to 70% of cases. There are also other types of dementia, such as vascular dementia.
What is vascular dementia?
So vascular dementia is caused when there is some problem in supply of blood to the brain. So we know of other vascular diseases like myocardial infarction or heart disease. So similarly, when there is a problem in supply of blood to the brain, we have disorder known as vascular dementia. A point I would like to make in here is that dementia is not a normal part of aging, despite the fact that the disease mainly affects older people.
That's a very interesting point to make, because we assume that as we get older, we start suffering from dementia.
That's right. And the point here is that as we get older, we would have some problem in memory, some problem in our ability to perform everyday activities. But also as we grow older, we gain more wisdom and we are wiser day by day. When dementia happens, dementia is a disease.
Now, are people in general aware of the symptoms of dementia?
That's one of the major issues related with dementia, that dementia is underdiagnosed worldwide. Because, as we were talking earlier, this is often mistaken for an age-related decline in functioning. The other is the great stigma that is associated with the disease. Many people think that it is due to some witchcraft or due to supernatural phenomena. And both this underdiagnosis, the stigma, it leads to the social isolation of the person with dementia. And it not only affects the person with dementia, but also their carers, their families, because they also suffer from this stigma and they're often delay in seeking diagnosis and help. The other issue is that the healthcare providers and the general practitioners and doctors are often not adequately trained to recognize dementia. If you take example of even developed countries, only 1/5 to 1/2 of cases of dementia are routinely appropriately recognized.
Is dementia preventable?
As I was talking earlier about vascular dementia, some dementia can be prevented. For example, if we counteract risk factors for vascular disease, such as diabetes, hypertension, obesity, smoking, physical inactivity, some of dementia can be prevented, and therefore advocating against these risk factors is important part of the public health policy for preventing dementia.
Now, another question I would like to address is that of the economic costs of dementia. WHO says there are economic costs of dementia.
Right. If we look at the cost of dementia, there are three different types of costs which are important. One which we are all know about are the direct medical costs that the societies are facing because you are bringing the person to the health facilities or going to the doctor. Then there are social care costs, for example, associated with social work, cost of respite care, cost of residential care, and so on and so forth. But the most important component is the informal care cost. This is in terms of the caregivers who have to put in their time, who have to put in their resources for taking care of person with dementia. And these costs are highest in low and middle income countries.
Now, the World Health Organization says that dementia cases are set to triple by 2050. Tell me about this.
As we know, the world is aging and aging very rapidly. Most of this aging is happening in low and middle income countries. We know that by 2050, the world's population is going to be more than 2 billion. The number of people with dementia are currently estimated at 35.6 million. And with this demographic aging happening all across the world, in all the countries, the numbers are expected to double by 2030 and more than triple by 2050.
Now, what should be done to face the challenge of these increasing cases of dementia?
There are many things that the reports talked about to tackle this growing public health priority. And one of the things is that the countries can include dementia in their health policies, plans, and strategies. What the policies, plans, and strategies or the programs need to focus on, one is raising awareness about the disease so that there is decreased stigma and more people can come to seek diagnosis and there is less of social isolation. The second thing is promoting early diagnosis and developing good quality care by health and social care strengthening. Third thing to do is the training of health and social workers. And last but not least, we need to support and develop and implement strategies to support caregivers. As we all know, it's the families who are the cornerstone of care.